Hello, everybody. Welcome to Bops and Bangers. We're back as always. I am Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is another new week, another freshie of music.
Oh, yes.
And the bops just keep on bopping. The bangers are bangering. That sounds weird.
They're banging.
They're bangering. Where am I? Bangering. Bangering. And we're super excited to be sitting here. Poor Ash has been traveling nonstop, so we get to record basically whenever she's alive because...
Yeah.
Poor girl.
I know. Home stretch.
Home stretch.
Like I was telling you, I was just saying that now I'm kind of... Now we're kind of on the
fun side of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's all been fun, except for last weekend. But yep. It was still fun to see family and everything. Yeah. But yeah, you know, making my way through.
Making her way downtown. Long and fast. Yes. She needs to stay home because she's sleepy.
I know. I miss like doing things in San Diego.
I could not tell you what's happening in San Diego.
A lot.
We leave.
A lot of things. There's a lot of things.
I know.
And it's time. It's time to start.
It is. Cool because we've recently made friends with an incredible company down here called Color House. As I choke on my own spit because I'm not human.
Or you are human.
Or I am. And I just don't know how to function like one. Color House is an incredible group of people started by our new bestie. His name is Charlie. And it's really just like a creative environment. They do a lot of really cool events on campuses, on school campuses. So SDSU had a really, really fun one. It was like a fashion show, right?
Yeah, Rach? Color Fest. Yeah. With a K.
They had a drag show and a fashion show and then a bunch of vendors like for thrifting for students.
Yes.
And
then
like tote bags, Chipotle. They're trying to expand it to new campuses. It's a creative collective.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's just a really fun environment that we've been waiting for something in San Diego to pop up, especially for the students, because SDSU is huge. We have, you know, big college campuses that I feel like get really left out of the conversation of like UC schools too and everything like that. And it's just, they're so cool.
I feel like it's needed here in San Diego for like all these college kids to start going out and like making their way out on the town.
And in a creative manner, because I think there's a lot for like sports down here. There's a lot of outdoor activities, but the creatives needed something.
Need a space.
They need a space. They deserved it. We deserve it.
Mm-hmm. So check out Color House. Yeah. I know if I was in college, this would have been like my fucking jam. Yeah.
Oh,
it would
my
have been
God.
So cool.
I would have been like music treasurer or something. You know, I would have been like, make me part of this.
Here's their Instagram.
So really fun. Check them out. We're going to be talking about them a lot more in the upcoming months because we're doing some really fun partnering with them.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
But
let's, as always, dive into some hot topics, some hot takes.
Hot takes.
Ashley's got some ticky talks for us to watch.
I do. I have a couple.
I can't wait. I can't wait. But we wanted to have a conversation before we jump into that. Just really quickly, we were sitting here kind of talking about, you know, ideas that we might have. And we were talking about the inability nowadays to have a medium ground. So Rachel and I were what were we just taught? My brain.
Met Gala. And
how
a lot of people aren't attending and in entertainment right now. It's like you're either huge or you're not. Everything's open for criticism. How are we feeling about
that? Yeah, everything's like a pass-fail kind of system.
It is. And people are super harsh. Good luck to you.
Soups harsh.
If you have like a lot of influence, people do not give you any...
No.
Grace.
No.
Like, it's very aggressive.
Yes.
Which is so funny because people forget that we're all human and we all are flawed and make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, every day.
Yeah. But also, I feel like people are, like, so mad at people with influence. And I get it. People with money, people who have that influence can be a little showy.
Okay,
can be aggressive.
I think that this really started during COVID.
Yes.
Because if wealth... wasn't like you didn't really think about people with money until like you were trapped in your studio apartment and couldn't leave your house.
Yeah.
And you saw like wealthy people like still doing shit, still like hanging out at their house that had like a pool and like
Well, Kim Kardashian, who flew to a deserted island, essentially, yes. to
like,
have
it
her
really
birthday.
Was like, yeah. oh, wow, I don't have any money. And yeah. you get, like, angry. Like, yeah. a lot of anger, I think, came yeah. up during that. Like, I know when even, like, award shows started again, and I, like, have always loved award yeah. shows, I was like, I'm not fucking watching
yeah, this. Yeah, same.
Like, it was, like, annoying.
It was.
I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, these privileged assholes get yes. to do whatever they want. And I just had like the worst year of my life, like sitting in my studio apartment.
Exactly. Because I think the negativity, just the online horde yes. of people were like, this is bad now. And you're like, you know what? This does suck.
Well, it did suck.
It did suck.
Yeah. Like, yeah. coming, like, I had zero space. You couldn't yeah. even go outside for a while, or you felt awkward. Like, there was nowhere to go where you, as like a person that had zero influence, were being judged.
Yeah.
So like,
you were crisscrossing streets to avoid people. You know, we're talking about de-influencing now on platforms. But then I was on TikTok yesterday and I saw there's that whole Tarte Island thing happening right now. Did you see anything about that? So Tarte, no. the makeup company, which I love Tarte. Shape Tape. Thank yes. you for saving my under eye bags. Yeah. But they basically rented out Prince's like villa in Turks and Caicos and invited a shit ton of influencers. Like Remy Bader was there. Mm-hmm. Those two sister twins.
Yes.
K-Bay. Yeah.
Some of my absolute favorites.
Emily, what's her butt
yes.
now?
Yes. What I love was this trip around was a whole plethora of different creators yes. and different genres of creators. Yes. Like just funny girls were there. Yeah.
Not necessarily makeup girly. Yes. Yeah, okay. But it was very
interesting. Silly girls. Silly girls.
I haven't seen any negativity surrounding that because we've talked about Revolve at Coachella being yeah. a
which
massive
apparently
shit
like
show.
Wasn't a really a thing this year
which
last
is
year
because
everyone was like, this is fucking stupid, these yes, people aren't there
it's
for
embarrassing.
The music
yeah and now it's almost like that's why I think people are saying no to the Met Gala is it's almost like they know people will like you'll feel embarrassed for going because of the inevitable shit show yeah. that you're gonna get online, which kind of sucks.
That does suck because I mean the Met Gala is like a huge very cool thing to be a part, like
yeah.
if you are there, if your fashion's there yeah. like all that stuff, like yeah. good for you.
Yeah,
truly,
I agree.
Like,
it's like
people work their whole life, that's like their one dream,
and I don't think we think about that. I think we're just like, well, they're famous and they have so much money, like cool
yeah.
cool. But it's like some of these people have been working for years upon years and this is like maybe their dream come
like
true,
their Super Bowl.
And we're like, fuck you
yeah.
know, it's, mm-hmm. it's not yeah. necessarily fair. And I feel that I even do this where I'm only on one side of the fence.
Yeah.
Where even I can't be in the middle anymore. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. don't like not being able to see both sides of the story.
I'm always a middle rider. People hate me for that. But I'm like,
you're too good at it.
No, but I really have a hard time not seeing another person's perspective. So like
yeah.
someone comes into it and they are like, well, I feel this way. And it's like, okay, well, you feel that way because you have had these experiences in your life.
Yeah.
I'm never like, I am obviously hard on some things,
yes.
but it's
but I think that's why I go to you so much when I have like problems I need to work out is
oh,
because
nice.
I'm like, Ashley's going to be my voice of reason mm-hmm. always.
Oh, thank you.
Like you're always going to be super excited, but you're like, okay, but what about,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's
yeah.
like you and Gabe too. Like both of you just have this very good, even path. Like you're very much, you stay where you, like your brain just works in both worlds.
Oh.
And mine will just go to the extreme because Leo. No, but like, I mean, I talk about that in therapy all the time is I'm either on one end of the spectrum or the other end. And finding middle ground for me is so hard.
Oh,
so I like to surround myself with people who do have that middle ground because I'll listen to you and be like, oh, fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
So I do always nice. Take your opinion
oh,
into account
you.
For everything.
Thanks.
I'm like,
thanks.
Ashley's
thanks.
So smart.
Oh,
that was
God.
Just a bestie moment that you just witnessed.
Oh,
that was a,
you
know?
Thanks. Yeah, it's difficult for people to do.
It
and
is.
I think like with the 2020 election
yeah.
and now like with politics being like a social media scene. Yeah. It's so fucking weird. It's like, weird. I don't want to know. Like, I just want you to make good decisions for the country. I don't really care about, like, any fun memes.
Yeah. I like, love a Bernie meme, but, like, can we fix the country?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like,
yeah. Like, more is this what things? We're doing on social media?
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird time in regards to that. And I think that the pandemic definitely influenced, like, oh, people aren't going to that gala because it's...
There's just going to be shit on.
There's just the loss of perspective for both sides.
Yeah.
Like, people going and flaunting that.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, yeah, you deserve it. Like, you're there. That's awesome. Yeah. But then also, like...
There's people take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. All the Kardashians. I mean, truly, though. They do. They do. And they don't give a fuck. And good on them, you know? Yeah. They're pretty much at this point where they're like, fuck you all, I'm going to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, we have a ton of money and we're just going to go for it.
Which is ballsy. Ballsy. But I think it's an interesting conversation and one that, like, I'm sure will come up again throughout our podcasting life. Because it's interesting to see where we go as social commenters on things, because everyone has access to do that now.
It's kind of terrifying, though, if you have influence.
Because, I'm terrified daily.
Because I was, we are like tiny, tiny. Because if you fuck up just a little bit. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, adios. You are going to be dragged. Yes. That just happened to someone. Oh, man. I mean, it keeps happening to people. Yeah. I 100% back it if they're shitty as fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, they deserve, like, it.
Yeah.
But if you like mishap a little bit then you're like, I'm so sorry. And then people like just keep going. And then they people just forget that the person that fucked up is still human.
And people grow.
Yeah.
I think that's what we forget too, is we're expecting people who, you know, 20 years ago when our climate, our social climate was so different. And that's no excuse to be, like, racist or an asshole or, you know, whatever it may be. But I think there's something to be said of, like, people are allowed to grow. People are allowed to change. People are allowed to learn. And we really don't allow a lot of celebrities to do that.
Okay. So I'm almost done reading a book.
What?
Who is she?
I'm so proud of
it's
you.
Been really difficult. I've been reading it for like a year now,
but
I'm almost done.
It's fine.
The book that actually, shout out Lisette, got us for our thing.
Oh my God, yes.
The Professional Troublemaker.
Okay.
The Fear Fighter Manual. It's by Lou.
Is this why you're so strong?
It's by Luvi. I think that's how you say her name. Luvi Ajia. Aji.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I need to read this afterwards.
How do you say that?
Ajayi Jones?
Yeah. Luvi Ajayi Jones. She talks about in there, because it's all about, like, facing your fears and go after it. And I'm like, God, I really need this
in
my life.
No wonder you shot your shot so much recently.
Oh, no, this is, I just started finishing it. I was already feeling that because of you. Okay, you were like, shoot your shot. And I was like, okay, I could do it. You know, I'm in my 30s. Maybe it's just coming around.
Yeah, I think so.
Barely. But she was talking about how she made a mistake and, like, tweeted something about a musician, actually, that was performing at Aretha Franklin's tribute.
Okay.
And she was like, where'd they find this artist? Like, how to dust the cobwebs off? Something like that. And everyone started attacking her because I believe she is from Nigeria. Okay. But then she came over to the U.S.
Okay.
And...
Yeah,
it's like making her way here.
Yeah.
So they were like giving her shit, like, you don't even, like, something stupid like that.
Oh, no.
But then she like tweeted back at someone that was talking shit angrily.
Ooh.
And then like her credibility was going down the hill. Like, all of a sudden this snowball that she's talking about how people just aren't great, like, don't give you grace. But like, she talks about how like all she needed to do was say like, I'm sorry, I messed up.
Yes.
And then it's about her like overcoming that situation where like she went a full year of like going radio silent.
Wow.
And she was just like terrified to speak because you kind of like lose that confidence that you once had because like everyone's telling you that
they're waiting for you to fuck up again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Terrifying. So it's very interesting. Great book. I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
Professional Troublemaker.
Definitely read it.
She's a queen and I'm obsessed. But yeah, it's just a very intense.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very scary thing. But also, like, if you don't take those chances in some ways, like, you're really not. Like, you have to just learn from the mistakes. And if you're truly a good person, I think that you come out on the other side and you'll be okay.
Yes.
But it's just that intense moment of,
and there are some people who...
failure.
There are some people whose, like, apologies are so, like, too crafted that you're like, a PR company wrote that.
Yeah.
And it's like, come
on. Or some people still don't apologize. Like, DaBaby or just, Chris Brown.
Yeah, or they just, like, let it disappear off. Into...
Yeah, they try and just ignore it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there trying to apologize, trying to be like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, that takes so much more strength.
Oh my gosh.
To do 100%. Than just stay radio silent.
Yeah.
You know? And
totally.
I agree. Like, even sometimes my brain, like, because of trauma, mental, whatever, I, like, it takes me a second to formulate words out of my brain.
Yes.
And sometimes I just say the wrong word and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna be
just so bad with words
for that.
I'm so bad with words.
I'm so much better with writing, which is so funny that we have a podcast. It's fine.
I know, because we're both just like, we are horrible with words.
We're horrible.
Going back to the Met Gala and stuff like that, where it's like no one has a medium ground. It's kind of like, I think we should still celebrate those mediums.
I do too.
And like, a lot of people that have a lot of money worked their fucking ass off for it. And even if you're at the Met Gala, like, I'm in leggings. Like, that's a lot of work.
It is art what they wear.
Yes.
You know? And I think we really have to start looking at, you know, I understand Nepo babies. I understand the anger surrounding generational wealth.
Yes.
As someone who is
the hot topic in
it
America.
Is. And as someone who's the receiver of generational wealth, like, I'm the luckiest human being alive. But I still work hard to do, like, I'm building a business for myself. Yeah. I'm not relying. Oh, thank you. I'm not relying on, you know, my family to project me into stardom.
Yeah.
And I feel like just because I'm a lucky human being, I feel like people look at those types of people and are like, well, fuck you instantly. And it's like, but I'm a good person.
Yeah.
You know?
And that honestly just stems from, like, the way that they're feeling about themselves.
I know, and it sucks because it's not something like
you can't ever change it.
I can't change it.
No.
And so I think when we look at people who go to these big award shows, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmy, just anything that celebrates art, essentially, we get a little angry.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, like, why we're such in a hater phase of life. Rachel.
Hater phase.
Yeah. Well, that's different, though. I'm still, like, a kind human being to my core.
That's what I'm saying.
If you all want to provoke the hater in me, that's another story, you know?
Desk
provoke
is
the hater in me. I like that.
Yeah.
Don't provoke
that's
it.
That's on y'all.
Don't provoke it.
I'm just... Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, don't poke it. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. Oh, I say this to everybody. I say this to everybody,
Love it.
I hope Milan makes that a
clip. Oh, Milan's absolutely making that. Just me just doing the, should we watch some Tiki Talks?
Oh, yeah. This one's kind of long, but this one's kind of funny because I could talk about...
Okay. Which one do we want to do first? This one?
Do the crossed one first.
Okay. This was Billy's first festival. My husband was there. At the end of this, I've put the video he took at this festival of Ocean Eyes when only 10 people were watching.
2016 in... like the summer, I believe, or something. I don't even remember. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
Before any of this, really. Like, we had Bellyache and, like, Ocean Eyes and Sufjan Stevens out. There was, like, this festival called Crossed, and I was supposed to play at, like, 12 p.m.
Right. Where is this in California?
In, like, San Diego or something.
Right.
And I remember, like, there was 8 people standing on the grass. It was like, it could have been like thousands, you know, but it was like 8 people because I was nobody. And I remember like 2 girls were only singing the lines of the chorus to Ocean Eyes, nothing else. But I had never experienced anything like that. And I almost cried from 2 girls singing only the chorus from one song from my whole set out of 8 people on a big, huge field.
I've been watching for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes, burning cities, napalm skies, 15 flares inside those ocean eyes.
Oh wow.
Okay. So tell me. I want to say about this because I was at that CrossFest.
Whoa!
So this is spring of 2017.
Wow.
So it's my 27th birthday. And I swear I was there for that. But the thing is, this year when I went,
yes,
I was so fucked up.
Yes.
So you just have no recollection.
I just don't have a video of it. This is the year that Duke Dumont played.
Did you search in your...
I was searching earlier. Like Duke Dumont was playing and I was so amped for that. Snake Hips played. Bob Moses played. Like, dude, it was such a good lineup. And I swear to God I was there for her set.
Yeah.
But I cannot... I usually take videos of everyone, but I was so drunk.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
I was like very, very, very drunk. But that was like early in the day. But no, we would like power drink before we even got in the festival. Yes. Like, that was the vodka out of water bottle days. And I was already 27.
The vodka out of water bottles.
Yeah. But anyways, I thought that I saw that and I was like, oh my God, I know I was fucking there for that.
That is so funny though, because I feel like Billy then versus Billy now is totally, like, Ocean Eyes doesn't even seem a part of her discography anymore.
But that first album when that came out, like, it's life-changing. Like, that,
oh,
like,
God,
that just, like, set her, yeah.
To be fair, Ocean Eyes being remixed by Astronomy.
Oh, yeah, that
is the superior version of that song.
I do love that song a lot. That's such a good one.
I am so fully obsessed.
Yeah, so I saw that and I was like, I was there for that.
It's crazy.
I think she came back to CrossFest later on, though. I think. But if she didn't, then I know for a fact I saw her at Crossed.
Yeah, that's just so weird to be like, oh yeah, I saw them before they absolutely blew up.
That's the best feeling.
Yeah,
it is. You're like, I did it.
She fucking blew up.
Oh
y'all.
My God, Billy, my queen. Oh,
yeah.
Also, I really love her blue hair in that video.
Oh, I know.
The OG Billy hair.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the OG Billy right there.
Ocean Eyes.
Yeah. Have you guys seen her live yet?
When she does that interview, I think that was a recent interview.
Oh yeah, because she's blonde in the video.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy. No, blonde, Billy.
Is her hair that?
Yeah.
Her hair was blue in the interview and blonde when she was singing.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys seen
her live, though? Besides that?
No.
Yes,
I have. I saw her at ACL like 2 years ago.
She's fucking amazing.
I can imagine that. I don't like huge arena shows.
When I saw her, Justin Bieber and Haley were right in front of me.
Oh, my God.
I was at the barricade, like, for her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then passed out for her last year at Coachella.
So. Oh, yes.
I'm a ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I saw her ACL.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
But I was way back, because I was like, I'm not going up in that. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I'm a bad guy.
Duh.
Do, 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 do. I always want to, like, creep around during that part, like, boop, boop.
Creepin'.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Number two. Oh, God, yes. This takes some time, little girl, in the middle. Oh.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet.
I'm already crying.
It's only in your head you feel left out. Or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. Don't you worry what they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes some time, little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything will be just fine.
Wow, he ate.
Well, wait.
So, like, the premise of that video is like lyrics you didn't know, like,
could hit that hard.
And those lyrics hit hard.
The second he went, hey.
I was like, oh, tears.
Tears.
I know. I know.
Just dying. I've seen people start to do this with like old pop punk things. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Just murder me.
That's why I was so emotional. They really like cut deep
with those.
It's like, oh my God, these are deep as
imagine
hell.
If someone did that to like Hawthorne Heights.
Oh my God. Darn.
Wait, should we?
Yes.
My heart is in Ohio.
Yeah.
So cut my wrists and black my eyes. Cut my wrists and black my eyes.
You should do a video.
Thank you. I should. I can't sing like that beautiful.
Oh my God. My God, I know.
Sir.
Buttery.
I love that though, because truly I feel like pop punk, like it was about the lyrics a little bit, but it was really just about the energy.
Yeah, the energy.
And so to now sit back and be like, actually,
that is really deep.
The second that man said, hey, I was in. I was I know, connected.
Like, the lyrics are like he's talking to his daughter or something. And I'm like, this is so emotional.
I like, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head. You feel left out.
Shit hits.
Shit hits. Ashley's TikTok corner. Beautiful. Beautiful as always. Super excited. This week we have another incredible podcast feature song for y'all. And this is really up Rachel's alley. Well, it's really up all of our alleys. But truly, Rach was grooving to this when I just played it for her. And with good intentions as well, because this is Bree Fiji with her single Savior. It came out in January, so we're super happy to have her. Mm-hmm. Chicago, which I feel like we don't have a lot of Chicagoans. How do you say it, guys? Chicagoans. We really, really love this song because it fuses pop, hip-hop, R&B into this beautiful, beautiful blend. Bree's voice is absolutely stunning on it. She grew up as an explorative listener, which I think I'm going to steal that phrase.
Yes, because I feel like that is us.
That is us. We did grow up like listening to everything we could get our hands on. So yep. We're with you, Bree. And already having a love for music as a kid, Bree was encouraged to make music for her middle school music teacher.
Oh, which I love that.
We love when a teacher's like, this is your calling.
Yes. Because that's so sweet.
It's so important that we have teachers that do that.
Yes.
Because look at her now. Oh my gosh, you're just fixing my entire life today. Thank you. Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. This song was inspired by a period of her life when her best friend and her were heavily codependent on one another, which...
Been there,
done that. And her friend was going through severe depression, family issues, and homesickness. And Bree was wanting to find a way to solve all of her problems because she loved her so much, which is like, that's what I would that's do so for sweet. You, yeah. You know? We feel and that. She was inspired to write this song because of that, and she threw in this... beat together in GarageBand and made this in her bedroom.
Damn.
And it sounds like
it's a bop.
It just sounds like it's a well-produced song. Yeah. So like Bree, my crushing girl, it. Crushing it. So this is Bree Fiji with her single Savior. Go check her out. She has a few new songs out and we just can't wait to see where she goes from this. So have a great time listening. Yay. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
When you don't want to feel, death can seem like a dream, but seeing death, really seeing it, makes dreaming about it fucking ridiculous.
Just for you. chest, it's like you trapped in a curse. Turn my VIP in a hearse. Got me worried 24/7. Cause even a little taste of heaven. You entice me like the Red Sea. Stay sipping truth, now that's like tea. Zoom in quick, get a close up. You feel attacked, push your guard up.
And we're back.
Just the puff of smoke. We're back. Had to take a little schmiggy break. Just kidding. No schmiggies here.
No schmiggies.
Let's just deep dive into that music.
Deep dive.
I think you went last
week.
I will hop on first. This is an EP that I immediately slacked to the group. We love a group slack. And this is Kay Young with their EP titled We Meet at Last, which I love that.
Yeah.
We Meet at Last. Kay is and also never heard of Kay before until this, and I feel like I made a boo-boo.
Oops.
You know? Should have been listening. Because she has that soulful urgency of an Amy Winehouse song.
Mm.
With a very specific warmth, like almost Addie Oasis-y, in her vocals that feels just good. Born in South London to a very musical family, Kay taught herself how to play the drums, which,
wow,
that is an instrument that is so hard to teach yourself and be good at. And then she jumped into audio production. So she essentially can do it all.
Wow.
Which we love a self-produced, self-reliant? Self-reliant girl. She is really pushing the boundaries of neo-soul in a beautiful way, incorporating these huge brass sections, which we love a brass section. Mm-hmm. Gospel choirs and almost this like alt-rock R&B that is like kind of coming about.
It is. It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yes. It's a thing, and I'm here for
it. More guitars.
Blended with a socio-political kind of conversation in her lyrics. So very much taking neo-soul into almost like a political way, mm-hmm. but not in a ranty. You know, some socio-political like albums.
Just bringing it up.
Just mentioning a shit ton of racism, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm totally ready for a full album from Kay. She does also have a song on this EP that has Ego LMA in it. We are obsessed with.
Yes.
And the song bops. My favorite songs off of this are The Way You Look at Me and Woe Is Me.
I'm excited to listen. It's on my list.
So. You're gonna love it. By the way, the recommendations you gave last week, I think I listened to all of them. Top tier.
Oh, top.
You have been just in it with the good recs. So thank you.
You're welcome. Everyone hear that?
Everyone hear that?
Listen to them.
Listen to them.
I promise they're good. Kind of along the same lines, I feel like.
We're in that mood. We're in that mood, yeah.
Along the same lines, I couldn't not talk about Joy
Olatokun. Queen!
And her new album, or their new album, Proof of Life. I'm obsessed.
Yes.
It is so good.
Ugh.
Joy's back, baby.
Joy's, you said in our text group, right?
Yes,
you
and no one responded.
I'm so sorry.
I read it, and then I went to go listen immediately.
I didn't. I was playing video games, killing zombies.
I get it.
To
I
be
get
fair,
it.
I don't think anyone responds to me either, usually.
That's not true.
Ooh, Battle Royale.
Well, we can go
sometimes
take a look.
It's true.
We
sometimes
have the receipts. Yeah. We can't say
I feel like we text when we're all busy, like, doing shit. Yeah.
We just do a mind thing. Like,
yeah, it's all, thinking. It's okay.
It's a mind dump. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So, and we see each other a lot. So it's like, I'll talk to you when I see you.
I'll end up telling them anyways.
So it's been about 2 years since their last album release.
Two?
Yeah, 2021.
I thought it was last year.
2021. In Defense of My Own Happiness. And by the way, that was my top album
it was.
Of 2021. So just saying.
That was like really at the beginning of Girl.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So to preface, this album had kind of big shoes to fill.
Big. Because
I was obsessed with that.
Yes.
Kind of touched on the same, like, she very much goes into a little sociopolitical.
Oh, cool.
Vibes,
conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then isn't too heavy about it.
Yes.
It's just kind of like sprinkling it in there. Like, we got to fix this, y'all.
Yeah.
Remember.
Yeah. Remember. Yeah.
Understand this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, let me just like beat this into you. It's like, this still happens.
Yeah. And it's just because I think that it's happening in their life. It's something they write about.
Yeah. And I think it should just be general like conversation.
Yes. 100%. So, she did not disappoint.
Thank God.
Very much just an incredible album. It's packed with collabs, first off. Noah Kahan, Mount Joy, Manchester Orchestra, Chris Stapleton, Maxo Cream.
That's whoa, crazy. Maxo Cream.
Yeah, like literally, I mean, that's a lot of people already off the bat. Like,
but also different genres for everyone.
Exactly.
Wow.
Which is so cool.
I love how lyrically you can tell that Joy has gone through self-growth, self-love, and is a little more positive since her last album.
Okay.
But she keeps the same sound, but she's adding like a little more sass.
Ooh.
And when I mean that, I mean like more guitars. It's definitely going in like a rockier vibes direction, kind of like what you're saying with Kay. And it's also kind of like got a little gospel vibes. There's like, you can hear a little faint choir in the background of some songs. And I'm like, I love this. Growing up as a child of Nigerian immigrants, queer and raised in the church, she's definitely no stranger to how things can be weaponized against her. So I think that influences a lot of her music. She says, my only intention is to make music to help myself process everyday life and to help other people process everyday life. And she just does that. Like,
I know.
100%. So
she
amazing.
Did it back in 2021.
Yeah.
You know?
The New York Times article written about them was titled Therapeutic Folk Pop. And I was like,
that is your genre.
I know.
We finally have nailed
like,
down.
100%.
Therapeutic Folk Pop. Thank you, New York Times. You came up with a new genre that perfectly describes Ashley.
It does. It
Holy
really does.
Shit.
So incredible. My favorite tracks, The Hard Way, Friends, and We're All Gonna Die.
Oh my God. So is this a fiver?
It's a fiver. It's a fiver, but then another one on my list is a fiver, and I'm like...
Fiver.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
so
Uber
it's kind of like,
I know.
I feel like I liked... hearing Joy's original album.
Yes.
And it was just so, it just fit, like, it just, my brain was like, yes.
Yeah.
This one's also amazing. I like that she's going, like, a little bit more of a rockier vibe.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it's different. You can tell, like, she's trying to branch out.
Yeah.
She wants to, like, hit all genres, I think, is where she's going.
Gotcha.
I think there's like a Bruce Springsteen, like she mentioned that. Like she's kind of, I think she's trying to get a little rockier.
A little Brucey?
Yeah.
A little Lucy Brucey?
Lucy Brucey. Yeah.
That's a little Lucy Brucey.
Joyce. Yeah. I'm just going Lucy Brucey. But it's incredible. I'm obsessed.
I'm
Joy,
so
I love you so much.
Yeah.
And just skyrocketed to fame, truly.
Truly. In the best way as possible. And to work with such cool collaborative artists means that they love her, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The last album was just incredible.
I love... Yeah, yeah, it was.
And she goes by she, they pronouns.
Okay.
That's...
I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Queer. We love a queer woman in therapeutic folk pop.
100%.
She's getting all Lucy Brucey.
I love it.
Why are you laughing at me?
It's just funny. Because you're like, she, they... And so Kelsey's like, and I love that.
And that was just
and I love that. I love that. I'm super excited to move on to my next recommendation, which is actually someone you've seen many a time on our Instagram page if you follow us. And this is Best Friend. They did a Meet Your Next Favorite Artist series with us, which was hella chaotic in the best ways possible.
It was the best.
Editing it was my favorite thing in the world because they just brought me so much joy. But this is their EP that finally came out called Places I've Left. Good. It is... I don't give EPs 5, guys.
Oh,
but
wow.
It is a 4.99.
Heart-wrenching.
Like, heart-wrenching. These are two literal best friends, long-distance besties, aww. So something you and I can relate to for many years. They're from Vancouver, Canadian,
eh? We love y'all.
This is Stacy and Kaylin, and two long-distance besties, and they make this beautifully dramatic bedroom indie rock.
Your jam.
Oh, my jam.
Yeah.
Oh, my jam. Therapeutic as balls in like the devastate me kind of way. Stacey's got this very deep alto voice, which as a deep alto singer, like I always appreciate. It's like that's why I think I love Billie Eilish so much.
Yeah.
It's because she's got such a deep voice.
Yes.
And I think that's so sexy because I feel like when I was growing up, being an alto was like so fucking everyone wants to be the soprano because you get to be girly.
Yep. Yeah.
And being an alto is not girly. It's being a tomboy. Like just weird stereotypes on
like, why are we doing this?
Where your vocal cords lie. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But Stacey's got this alto voice that's just almost like how I would want to sing in an indie rock band. I don't know how to describe it. But it just resonates with me deeply. It's all a little overly honest in the best ways possible. Almost like this is a therapy album.
Oh, wow.
And it's just this... I don't know how to describe it. Do you ever feel nostalgic for like summer in San Diego back when we were in teenage years?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of like being in our cars at night and the warmth of the summer, like just kind of breezes.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. That's what this EP sounds
like. It's like a very comforting sound.
Very comforting.
You feel like it's a just... You're just there with them.
Yeah.
That's how
I felt like in the bedroom listening to them.
Yeah. And it's such a full experience.
It's just like the entire EP just keeps on going. It's like there's no stops.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's what's so cool about it is this is their debut. They just released their first single like back in February. And that's how I started to know like that was their beginning. And so to have this EP be just fucking phenomenal... I am so in it to win it. They also have this really good ear for like hooks, like guitar hooks and earwormy kind of sounds that just kind of get stuck up in the brain.
Oh God, my brain came.
I know. Yeah, which by the way, if I were a fish has been stuck in my head on loop. I've been singing it to Gabe all weekend.
All I say is, hi, I'm an elf. If you do.
That's fair.
Hi, I'm an elf. When you caught me, you said,
look at that elf.
Shimmering
in the sun.
We're so sorry to have done this to you.
Now it's in everyone's head. Best Friend is really an incredible duo. I'm super excited to see what comes from them. I literally love the entire EP. I think every song is in my favorites of April. But my favorites are Lemon Lime, Love Always Came So Easy For You, and Places.
Ooh, that's a title.
Places is a
Love bop. Always Came So Easy For You.
Ooh. It'll get you in your feels, guys.
Best way possible. I have not listened. I'm going to.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
I saw their Meet Your Next Favorite Artist though, and I love them already.
I mean, they're so much fun.
Another inboxer.
Yeah!
This is Sunchild and her EP Everything.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with Sun Child.
You are obsessed.
I can't get enough.
Oh.
I think that... So, Sun Child is Brooke Garwood, okay. A singer-songwriter, folk artist from Jacksonville, Florida. Formerly known as Girl Pluto. Never heard of them, but it's a little bit of a sassier vibe. I love still, that. Like, got the acoustic vibe that Sun Child does. It's just a little more upbeat.
Okay.
Her current sound is so calming and dreamy. I don't know what it is about it, but when I heard Sheep, which was one of her singles before this EP came out, I was instantly obsessed.
I remember, I've seen you add her to many
playlists.
Which is like, that's when I know Ashley's into something.
Yeah, like I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
And it's something about her voice and just like the lyrics. That song in particular describes the racing and anxious thoughts that prevent sleep. And I'm like, yeah, that's
fucking perfection. Hell, I've been there, done that.
Yeah. The EP is about embracing everything the universe like throws at you, the good and the bad. Mm. I just think that she's one to watch. I think that she's an up and comer in the scene, and check her out. Hell, my favorite tracks are Sheep, Everything, and Favorite Kind of High. It's definitely a fiver EP. It's very just like calming, and it's definitely like has that acoustic singer songwriter vibe.
Mm-hmm. Like good for a nighttime wind down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stunning.
Which is also, I cannot find her on Apple Music. I don't know if she has her music on there, but I have looked for what feels like years.
Maybe we should DM her.
I think So if you're watching this girl, can't find you on Apple Music.
Weird.
Yeah. Just, it does not appear anywhere.
Huh. Weird.
I looked for her EP title. I looked for everything. I don't know why.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Please do.
Maybe it's under Girl Pluto still.
Oh, I didn't even think. Well, I didn't know. But yes, yeah. I'll look. I'll take a look.
Anyways. Yeah. Sun Child, I'm obsessed with you.
Hell yeah. I have an inkling that on our next round of up and coming artists to watch.
She'll be there.
So excited. My last full album is someone I totally missed but has like 2 million Spotify listeners every month. Dreamer, Isioma.
Ooh, Music Discovery. I don't know.
Look at this. Oh. Look at this artist.
Oh my gosh.
But over 2 million listeners a month, and I'm like, where have I fucking been?
Wow.
And they just came out with an album called Princess Forever. I just put it on randomly, was not expecting much, and then I was like, uh-oh.
The cover art is amazing.
So dope.
Yes.
I think they're really, really cool. They remind me a lot of like Moses Sumney, a lot of kind of that more experimentally kind of sound, but not in a inaccessible way. Like, it is still very listenable. I think it's really cool. Again, another Chicago baddie.
Oh, damn.
Where is everyone coming from?
I mean, the Chicago music scene is pretty hype, I think.
Right now, I feel like it's been really quiet for a long time. Ever since they got rid of Kanye and Chance. Is Chance from there, too?
Yeah, I think Chance is.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's just...
The reason why I know that is because of the recent Ted Lasso episode, and he went to Chicago, and I saw Chance, and Sean's like, at least they got Chance right on the board, because he's from Chicago. And I was like, okay, cool, Sean, thanks.
Excuse me, every
anyway, sidebar.
We love Ted Lasso.
Love it. It's the best. Wholesome.
The most wholesome.
So fucking wholesome.
Oh, God, but all
every time
I
an episode
want,
ends, I'm like...
I know, I'm like, don't
so nice.
But I also... If Roy and Keeley don't get back... Together.
They're getting back together.
I don't think they're getting back together.
Yeah, no. And then she's like, you know.
I know. Anyways. Dreamer Isioma. I'm going to say that's how you say her name. Their name. They're making this like alt R&B music, which you can tell is really in my vibe right now, but also making it a little heavier, a little bit more dreamier. They're calling it Afrofuturism music, which really reminds me of like Janelle Monáe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell they definitely take some form of... Inspo from them. It feels galactic, intergalactic. It feels spacey.
Ooh.
It just feels big in a cool way that like I don't even know who this artist is, and I can't believe I've totally missed the boat.
Just like really
cool art.
Already third album.
Yeah, and just experimentally cool.
Yeah.
Just really pushing boundaries in music in the best ways possible.
Yes.
Making it accessible to, you know, smaller communities, making it accessible to just the world.
I love that.
Without it being too aggressive. And a really, really cool story, I would just really go Google. It's really fun to hear them talk about their music. Mm. It's really interesting. They just have a lot of really artistic ideas that I think is beautiful.
And currently on tour.
And currently on tour. Bless her. My favorite songs off the album are Give Me a Chance and Love and Rage. Really, really fun.
Take a chance on me.
Me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be all right.
That's no relation.
I mean, I would love an ABBA cover.
Oh my God. From anyone. From anyone. Just do one. Okay, everyone. Buckle up, because I have got a whole fucking life story for you that you're going to want to listen to.
Hold on, I got to rearrange. Tell me a story, mommy.
Oh my gosh. Y'all.
Okay, I did listen. Weirdly, I was listening to this album this morning.
Oh,
fuck. So it was really spoopy.
All right, I'm talking about Abraham Alexander, his album, Sons.
Sea Sons.
God bless.
God bless.
I am beautiful. So happy that I found Abraham, because I have never heard
Shame.
Of him before.
Same.
And literally this album's like 100% my top for the year, for sure. It's wow. alternative, soulful yep. vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And I just have his life, because the album has to do with his life. I believe it's his debut album.
Yeah, and he has dope fucking people on it, too.
Yes, it's insane. Like, but definitely, like, his life inspired a lot of the music on the album, and I just think after I read about him, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, man, I have to re-listen to the album, because I just feel like I already was obsessed, and I just think it's going to hit different.
Yeah, now that you know the kind of the song's story.
So,
the story's
been the song? This is my Spark Notes version of okay. his life.
Tell me.
Born in Greece, ooh. The son of Nigerian immigrants. His family moved to Texas when he was 11.
I'm so sorry.
He never thought he'd get into music, but apparently had a random encounter with Leon Bridges, which set him on the path of music. I need more on this.
I just got goosey.
I need more on this, because I don't know how this happened, but I read that and I was like, okay.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Leon, so our king?
Leon.
Yes, our king.
Shortly after moving to the States, his mom was killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. He states writing this record was cathartic in that I could express those feelings of losing his mom as a child. Mm. Also, there's influence in his music regarding his dad being abusive. Heart of Gold was the first song he ever wrote and touches on this and the love his mother had for him. He was later adopted, which is also discussed in the album in the song titled Blood Under a Bridge, which talked about how the saying blood is thicker than water doesn't really apply to him. His adoptive parents gave him life. Truly an incredible story of perseverance.
Oh my God.
Right? Like wow. insane.
I want to give this poor man a fucking hug.
I know. As I was writing this, I was like tearing up, because what I was reading obviously goes more in depth. But it's just really, I mean, he has had such an intense life.
Yeah.
And to like get to this point is just honestly crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then hearing about all of this, like of what I was saying, now I just want to kind of go back and re-listen.
Yeah, now I do too.
Because Thanks. It's really, it's this is a really heavy, and oh each song God. Like has to do with different parts of like where he's been. And like, obviously singing these songs live for him was hard, but now he's like, it's kind of nice that cathartic. I can be so vulnerable and like sing them to people and let them know just like where I come from.
And I bet it helps other people too, who have gone through the same ish kind of things, you know, to like have someone who is so open and vulnerable about it, because I feel like sometimes it's hard to discuss heavier subjects like that.
Heavy subjects.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a fiver for me.
It is a beautiful
10 out of 5. It's absolutely amazing.
It is.
And yeah.
What are your favorite songs off of it?
Favorite songs are Blood Under the Bridge, Tears Run Dry, and Deja Vu, which has Mavis Staples as a feature.
That one is a fucking bop.
I know.
The second
it's so
I saw
good.
Mavis,
I was like, we're going to love it.
I was like, sir.
We're going to love it.
Sir. Mavis?
Yeah.
My Mavis. Queen?
So, yeah, that's just a quick spark notes. He's definitely an incredible person, and I'm just so happy that I found him.
Yeah, I'm really excited to. I mean, as I hope he gets more press and interviews and stuff like that, I'm really excited to hear more of his life story and maybe, you know, deep diving into it. I want to know the story about how he met Leon Bridges first.
I know. I want to know more about this. Like, sir? How did this happen?
Sir? And is Leon the nicest baby angel ever? Tell me.
I would think yes.
I would think absolutely yes.
But yeah, Abraham Alexander. See?
/sons.
Sorry. Bless you, Miss Ma'am. Well, beautiful fucking picks from all of us, as per our usual. I'm really, really happy. We just get to... This is our dream, to just be able to talk shit about music and the world and pop culture.
I love it. It's great.
We hope y'all love it, too. We're going on... We're going forth.
I was going to say, we're going on tour.
We're going on tour. Big announcement. Girls going on tour.
Ashley's, I feel like we've been on tour.
With our 35 listeners.
Yeah. Hey, if Billie Eilish had 8 and she became a superstar...
Seriously.
There we go.
That's the mentality I'm going into today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
Billie started at 8. Now look at our arena tours all around.
Holy moly.
Girls going on an arena tour. Can you imagine? They're like, man, no. Oh yeah. She's a little rolly today. But thank you so much for joining us. We will be back next week on your screens. Make sure you follow everything that we do. We have really cool content coming up for everyone. And just make sure you subscribe, like, share the YouTube profile, people. We need...
Share it.
We need it. We need it. And just make sure, if you guys want us to talk about a specific album, EP, single, anything like that, let us know whenever we post the grid post on our Instagram for our podcast. If there's something specific you would really like to hear from us, let us know. Let us know. Our Discord is back up and running. If you want a link to that, go to our Instagram and you'll see it in our little link tree.
Yeah, it's going to be hopping, y'all.
It's going to be hopping. We made it uber extra special for everyone this round, and we really hope you'll join us, because we're chit-chatting then there. We have a lot of cool playlists happening. We really want to do some more community-driven things. So if you've always just wanted to talk to other people about music, talk to us about music, it's just a direct access to us, instead of having to go through Instagram DMs, which we lose all the time because
we get a lot of DMs.
We get a lot of them from you all.
It's a lot.
So just make sure you go and say hey, meet us, hang out with us, give us recommendations, and we love you all so much. We will see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye.